following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Thanks to everybody listening live and on podcast, whether it's on stonerjesus.net or elsewhere. It's time now for another St. Peter infomercial, or another Stoner Jesus infomercial, rather, for a St. Peter product. Unfortunately, I have to open St. Peter's microphone.
Yep.
And unfortunately, I have to do this.
On the mic.
Because if you don't know, I will tell you that St. Peter doesn't get paid by the show.
It's bullshit.
But it is in his contract that he will get periodic specials and also these infomercials when he's trying to sell something awful and trying to scam people. Trying to sell something wonderful and not trying to scam people.
That's better.
Tonight, jumping on the bandwagon, you see all these car insurance commercials everywhere.
Yeah, insurance.
All the time. So now St. Peter is bringing forth his own car insurance. It's just St. Peter's car insurance. There's no witty name.
No.
Insurance in your anus or no shit like that.
Oh, insurance in your anus actually sounds pretty good, yeah. Jesus. Can I use that?
You can't use that, by the way.
What?
Oh, if I say it on the show, it's copyrighted. Insurance in your anus.
No, what, bastard?
It's mine. If I ever want to do insurance coming up.
I want it now.
Here's the thing I don't understand, Peter.
I want that insurance in your anus.
Insurance companies have a lot of money, and it costs a lot of money when you have to pay out insurance claims. Say someone gets in a car accident, and you need to pay their claim under the bullet points or whatever of the agreement.
I don't understand, Jesus. I don't understand what you're talking about. A claim. What's that?
An insurance claim.
What?
If someone files a claim and they need you to pay them money, that's the reason they get insurance.
I'm not following, man. I'm not following at all, Jesus.
Well, do you have any money? I mean, you have any money? Like, you know, if someone needs a claim, then you're going to need money to pay the claim.
They send me the money. They send me the money.
True. They send you the money. Yeah. But, see, you got to pay the claim if a claim happens.
No, I don't know what that is.
Or else you don't have a viable insurance business.
No. I put the commercial on TV, and then they send me money. and then I have money.
It's a claim, man. It's a claim.
What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
So you don't have any money?
No, they're supposed to send me the money. They don't know what a claim is,
Do you even know how insurance works?
Yeah, they put the commercials on the TV. I just said it. And then they send me money. Then I have money.
Okay.
That's how it works.
I should have seen this coming.
What's wrong with you, Jesus?
I really should have seen this coming.
Seen what coming? Send me money.
Is there a phone number or anything?
I was thinking like 1-888 insurance in your anus. Or anus insurance.
No, you
like
can't.
That.
You can't use that. You can't use that.
I like it.
It's already mine. It's mine.
I know. I want to use it now.
You don't even know how insurance works or anything. What are you doing?
They send me money. And then I have money. That's how it works.
This is stupid.
Oh, my God. You're stupid.
No, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
How do you think?
Stupid. Dumb,
where
stupid.
Where do you think all the money comes from? They gotta pay the claims.
People send me the fucking money, dumbass.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough. I'm done. Shut up.
You
shut
stupid
up.
Motherfucker.
Shut up. Turn your
microphone
off.
Turn my fucking shit off, mother.
God. How did I not see that you would not know how insurance even works? I saw this St. Peter car insurance. I'm thinking to myself, before the show started, car insurance? Don't car insurance companies have money? St. Peter doesn't have any money. I look at St. Peter. I'm looking at you right now. I can tell. You have no money. There's just a vibe that comes off of you like a stench almost. Or maybe it is a stench. It's a stench of living in the basement and not bathing and not having any money. Anyway. Sorry, everybody. I feel like most of the shows nowadays are just me apologizing for shit that St. Peter did. Anyway, St. Peter's car insurance, don't bother calling that number. It doesn't even exist. The car insurance doesn't exist. Don't send St. Peter any money because he will not pay your car insurance claim if something happens. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We will return with St. Peter's microphone silenced after this. Stay tuned.
Oh, this is kind of cool. Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stones, Jones, and Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck, yes, indeed they are. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 47, Hour 2. This is Hour 2. A lot of stuff coming up in Hour 2. I'll tell you about that in a minute. StonerJesus.net. Go check out the show. If you missed Hour 1, go to StonerJesus.net. It'll be Chapter 1, Verse 47, Hour 1. We do 2 hours every Sunday night. If you want the full video of all 2 hours, the only way you can get the full hour video of for Hour 2, Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. All of this is linked on StonerJesus.net. Of course, if you want to see the first hour live for free on video, do it every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. Or you can go check out the audio of Hour 1 on StonerJesus.net as well. This is Hour 2. A lot of stuff going on. We're talking about Permit Patty here shortly. Also, my well-researched list of old 4th of July traditions. Maybe you want to revive some of them for the upcoming 4th of July holiday. I don't know. As we record Hour 2 here, it is June 24th, 2018. As always, go follow us on our social media. All the social media links, all the important ones at least, are stonerjesus.net. Of course, Stoner Jesus Show Live tab has all of the live streams. You can check them out, easily linked right there for you. All of our sponsor banners, all the audio of all past shows, stonerjesus.net. Go and check that shit out. And tell your friends, you know, give that to someone for their birthday. The gift of Stoner Jesus. .net. Now, you may have seen earlier this week, a lot of stuff happens all the time on the internet. Earlier this week, Permit Patty became popular. She was trending on Twitter. Apparently, she's a white woman. She saw a black girl selling bottled water on the street, and she decided to call the cops on the 8-year-old girl for selling bottled water on the street. And, of course, there were cries of racism because she is white, and the little girl was black. As I said, it was trending on Twitter and all over Facebook, and it's been seen, the video, which we'll see here in a second. Let me see it millions of times across the internet, and of course the internet gave her a nickname, as they do everyone, and the internet dub nickname that you see there is Permit Patty. I guess the more common spelling is with a Y. I guess the play on Peppermint Patty. I don't know if Peppermint Patty was, the Patty was spelled with an I or a Y. I don't think it really matters. For the purposes of this, we're going with a Y. I mean, it's probably not important in any case, but still, there's tons and tons of tweets and outrage and all kinds of stuff. This woman apparently, it also turns out, has a connection to the cannabis community. We'll get to that in a second, but first, this little video of the story, and within it contains the very short clip that the woman posted on Twitter about her cousin having the cops called on her, her 8-year-old cousin having the cops called on her for selling bottled water. I believe this is Huffington Post. I don't know. Anyway, most of it is music and words. So if you're watching the video, you can follow along. But if not, I will read it to you. A little story time on the Stoner Jesus Show. Also, Mercury News. A few weeks after the video showed a white woman calling police on black men barbecuing at Lake Merritt, new video has gone viral along similar lines. It was in San Francisco. His Twitter user, Ethiopian Gold, said a woman called police on her 8-year-old cousin who was selling water outside her home.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world going to see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit? Yeah.
On my property.
It's not your property.
Incident drew immediate reaction on social media and started the hashtag Permit Patty with a Y. Here's what one celebrity said about the incident. Ooh, that's good. Gabrielle Union said, I cannot, ma'am, ma'am. This woman has to speak to someone's manager on the daily. She permanently wears folks out. Oh, that's a lot of slang. Reporter with the Huffington Post was able to contact the woman making the phone call in the video. This is what she said about the incident. She threatened to call the cops. She said she threatened to call the cops because the girl's mother was, quote, screaming for hours, unquote, while she was trying to work with the windows open. That's her. I like that that is her. Her excuse is that the mom was, she was working with the windows open, and the mom is yelling outside her window, and that's why she decided to come out and call the cops on the 8-year-old girl selling water. Why would she call the cops on the mom? See, I don't understand. As disorderly conduct that she's yelling, call the cops on the mom. Why take it out on the kid? She's basically admitting that she decided, well, I'm going to take it out on this kid selling water. Apparently the kid was, you know, trying to get money for Disneyland or some shit. And so, of course, the internet's been, you know, coming forth. And this kid's going to have all kinds of money and fame and stuff that the internet provides during things like this. But there's more to the story. Apparently, Permit Patty is a member of the cannabis community. Put it up here for you all. To see on video. As of today, Magnolia will no longer be carrying Treatwell Tinctures. Apparently, this woman's the owner of Treatwell Tinctures. This is from Mag Oak Social on Instagram. After seeing this video of their CEO calling the police on an 8-year-old entrepreneur selling water on a hot day, we decided without hesitation that we can no longer patronize her company. To our amazing patients who use the Treatwell products, please know we are working to ensure we can bring on some new and amazing ethical brands and ethical brands. Treatwell was one of our best-selling products, but to us, integrity is always before profits. For our remaining inventory, we are doing blowout deals and donating all proceeds to a local nonprofit. We would love to donate to an organization that provides opportunities to young women of color interested in becoming entrepreneurs. If you have any suggestions on nonprofits for us to donate to or licensed and compliant tincture companies, please tag them below. Hashtag cannabis community, hashtag integrity over everything, hashtag Magnolia Oakland. So apparently that's Magnolia Oakland. Deciding no longer to do business with Treatwell Tinctures and Treatwell Wellness, I think is the name of the company, or health or whatever. Anyway, they've been getting the shit kicked out of them on social media, and it's definitely going to hurt her business. There's no doubt about that. But I understand the mindset of some people just to mind their own fucking business. It would never occur to me if I'm walking past someone selling water on the street, I would say to myself, do I want to buy a bottle of water? If it's worth enough to me, I'll ask them how much it is. If not, I'll just keep walking. But to pull out a phone and call the police and say, hey, they don't have a permit for selling water. First of all, I didn't know that's a thing. I can't walk down the street and sell someone a bottle of water for a dollar? I have to have a permit for that? What kind of bullshit is that? I thought this was America, motherfucker. I can't sell a fucking bottle of water? And in this specific case, as I said, she's apparently admitting that she took it out on the girl, at least saying she took it out on the girl, to punish her mother for yelling outside of her window and try to get rid of her. I don't know. I don't think that makes it any better. It's very odd. Even if I'm walking down the street and I see, you know, a guy with tattoos all over his face with a table full of watches and he's selling watches, I'm not going to call the cops. I'm just not going to buy a watch because they're probably stolen or shit. You know, like, instead of Rolex, it's Roblex. We'll buy this hot new Roblex. $12. I wouldn't even say, hey, there's some weird dude selling watches. Hey, come, he don't have a permit. This is obviously wrong. Fucking who cares? Unless you can point to a victim of a crime, that's when you call the cops. Like the barbecue lady that they mentioned. There was no victim. When the cops got there, she couldn't point at someone and said, that's a victim of a crime. Because there's nobody there. Like this bitch. There's no victim. She's not a victim for this little girl selling water. She may be a victim of this broad yelling. Call the cops for that. She's some crazy bitch yelling outside my window. I can't fucking, it's you know, I can't fucking hear. Or close windows and turn on the air. I don't know. But to take it out on an 8-year-old girl, it's fucked up. I mean, what do you mean to say? It's fucked up. Mind your own goddamn business. Jesus Christ, you call the cops if there's a victim to point to and say, that's the fucking victim right there. I'm the victim. This person's the victim. We're victims. There's victims. And if you say society is the victim, that's bullshit. It's a bullshit answer, because once you say society is a victim, then anything can be made illegal. Anything at all. Because society is a victim somehow. Bullshit. Crimes have victims. Permit Patty. It's a good name, by the way. Way to go, Internet. Thumbs up on the name. You guys have really been earning your keep lately when it comes to this shit. Stoner Jesus Show. Coming up, old July 4th traditions. Things that I've researched. Spent hours researching these old 4th of July traditions. So maybe you have something that you want to revive, something you want to bring back. I don't know. It's up to you. So the great thing is, you'll be able to decide. All that's coming up, Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 47. Hour 2, again, if you missed hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. You can see video and audio. With the full 2 hours on video, only way to see most of hour 2. Maybe sometimes we'll cut clips out of hour 2, but if you want all 2 hours of the show, only way to do that is become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS. To get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 47. Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, go check it out on sternjesus.net. There's links to all our social media networks there as well. All of it we found at stonerjesus.net. With the video of Hour 1, the Stern Jesus Show live page on sternjesus.net. You can find all of our Periscope videos every Sunday night. We do it live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. We do the first hour live. If you want the second hour, the full second hour on video, the only way you can do that is become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Now it is time. I spent a lot of time on this. Spent many, many hours in research for my well-researched list of old 4th of July traditions. Combed the internet for hours upon hours. Some of you may think I say goofy shit and play videos and make fun of people. Well, I do more than that. This is a classic example of the kind of work I put into this show. The hours of research I spent on old 4th of July traditions. There's an old tradition called Drink to Old Glory. It was mainly big in the 1830s. Basically, every July 4th, you would salute the flag, stand and salute the flag as long as you could while downing whiskey. And the last person standing, of course, was the best at Drink to Old Glory. Whoever was the last to pass out. It's good for them. Wholesome stuff. This next one. It was big in the 1840s. What the hell does that say? Oh, okay. Yeah. Make slaves hold bottle rockets in their butt cheeks. It's big, especially among plantation owners in the July 4th tradition in the 1840s. It's one of the many things that some people call it the straw that broke the camel's back when it came to the abolition of slavery, making slaves hold bottle rockets in their butt cheeks. A Tale of Two Titties. Charles Dickens was big back then. Women paint their titties flag colors. Tale of Two Titties. Yeah, that's a real thing. I researched it. Tell me it's not. It's bullshit. I spent a lot of hours researching this fucking list. Tale of Two Titties. Paint their titties flag colors. In the 1870s, something called possum grilling was big on the 4th of July, especially down south, as you can imagine. Possum, you know, it was tough times down there. Possum was a delicacy on July 4th. It was one of the times they broke it out for some possum grilling. Put it over some coals and grill some possum and eat it. Celebration of the independence of the United States. The ritual of the bonnet was big for a couple decades back in the 19th century. They play like spooky music on whatever was available, whatever kind of instruments was available. There was a lot of chanting involved, and men would wear the women's bonnets. They would build like a big fire, then they would all circle the fire with the bonnets. And it was very interesting. The spooky music and the, you know, the men and the bonnets, the chanting, it was all very eerie. The ritual of the bonnets was big. Especially in the 1870s, 1880s, it was for much of the United States. More well-researched 4th of July traditions. This is the last one. Outhouse tipping. It's basically self-explanatory, is what it sounds like. Outhouse tipping teens, especially in the mid-19th, mid to late 19th century, 4th of July people were getting ready to go to bed. They may be in their outhouses, maybe doing their business. They would come over and they would slam into the side of the outhouse. If it wasn't well made, well, it would fall over. And all kind of problems would ensue. It's kids. What are you going to do, right? Having fun. 4th of July. That's my well-researched list of old 4th of July traditions. I spent like 8 hours researching those. Google and Bing, Netscape, web crawler, all those things. It's very time-consuming. So things I do for the show, though, what can I say? I do what I can for the show. Thanks, everybody. We got some classic bits coming up. What's the one that's coming up tonight? Oh, yeah, it says St. Peter Return Little Box. It's 5.5 minutes. I have no idea what that means. No memory of that whatsoever. St. Peter Return Little Box. I don't know what that means. We'll find out together here on the Stoner Jesus Show. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Go become a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Get hour two on video. Yo. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Corlore 420. Check out corlore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R 420.com, or simply click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Corlore. Click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Corlore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Corlore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process. On Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
at Alternative Vibes. Our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping for essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's try it, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Of course, thank everybody for listening live and on podcast. Of course, as you know, St. Peter has not been here for quite a while. And we did a lot of rearranging of the studio. We did a lot of refurbishing and rebuilding. The upshot is, of course, now St. Peter is in his own little room. There's a big pane of glass separating us. It really cuts down on the smell. The smell is of the utmost importance. St. Peter, as you can imagine, reeks. Reeks to high heaven, pun intended. And he doesn't reek of weed. He just reeks of BO and some sort of cheese, peanut butter kind of concoction. Maybe with a little basement dirt thrown in. And then, of course, Drano. If you don't know what Drano smells like, go sniff it. Go sniff some Drano. Not advocating sniffing some Drano, only for, you know, the purposes of knowing what that mixture may be like. In any case, I can see St. Peter. He's mouthing something. Your microphone's not on, dumbass. I haven't turned it on yet. Just stop talking. He's still talking. He's just going on and on. Your microphone's not on, dude. What you're saying doesn't matter. It's okay. Anyway, St. Peter is back. He does have the broken hip, so we stuck him in this room. He has his bedpan in there. He has really everything he's going to need to survive and do a wonderful radio broadcast. I'm going to turn you on here now, St. Peter. That's funny. He would love that. You would love that, wouldn't you, you bastard? Turn on your microphone, and we'll see how it goes. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jesus. I'm here.
Hold on. That's not working. Hold on. Let me try something here. Okay, Peter, try it again.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was this bullshit about how you all, like, left me in the hospital and shit. What are you laughing at?
Okay, no. Stop. That's funnier, but that's still not right. Let me see what this does. Okay, go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, you get this shit figured out yet, asshole?
Ah, there we go. There's the gravelly, swallowed glass sounding voice that we've all come to know and love.
Look, don't piss me off, Jesus.
So, how you doing in there, Peter? How's your little room?
This little box sucks. It fucking sucks. I got this fucking, I got a piss and shit in my hip.
Well,
hurts.
You know, it's
my hip hurt. What?
That's as good as it's going to get, man. What? You're not. That's it. That's your room now.
No.
It's a good setup.
I don't like this room.
The odor is blocked off.
It's very small.
I can't even hear you. If you start talking, your microphone is not on.
You don't like that either.
You know, before it was like a little whiny little buzz in my ear. What? If your microphone was on, because I could still fucking hear you across the room. Now,
you're a whiny little
buzz. I don't
have
to worry about anything you say, because I don't care.
You're a whiny little buzz. Motherfucker, what about my bedpan and shit? What about my bedpan?
It is what it is. That's where you're gonna stay. You got your bedpan and stuff, and you're going to you're gonna be fine.
Yeah, who's gonna worry about my bedpan? Like change it and stuff.
Hmm.
What do you mean?
Change
it.
Change the bedpan.
Change it. Yes.
No, I don't know anything about that.
What?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know.
It's gotta be changed, Jesus.
I don't take care of that.
It's very.
That's not my purview, if you will. That's not
your smell.
It's not my wheelhouse, whatsoever. Maybe let's have someone look in on that.
What?
We have someone looking on.
Oh, look, motherfucker! We got some problems. Like I got some problems in here, and you're gonna fucking take care of them. I need somebody to take care of this shit. I need somebody to take care of this shit.
Somehow you got the impression that I give a shit.
What?
Did my the 3 weeks or whatever of not calling you in the hospital disabuse you of that notion?
Jesus, you're using a lot of big words. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I just want somebody to take my fucking bedpan, mother.
That's it. You're done. Yeah, just keep talking. No one can hear you, moron. Oh, I'm already regretting this. I'm already regretting the return of St. Peter. It's been like half a show. Almost half a show. I'm liking the room now. I'm liking the glass. It's bulletproof glass, by the way, Peter. It cost me a shit ton. A shit ton to install that bulletproof glass. But I think it's better for your safety and for my safety. Should you want to shoot me? Should I want to shoot you? I mean, it'll help. It's the equivalent of counting to 10 and calming down, having your bullet bounce off a bulletproof glass. But your room is much smaller, so I wouldn't recommend it for you. Get some ricochet action going, and then before you know it, you're dead. And we are all in jubilation. I'm sorry. We're all in mourning. Mourning is what I meant to say, mourning and jubilation sound a lot alike. I'm sorry. I apologize for that, Peter. In any case, God, he's still talking. No, nobody can hear. It doesn't matter. Stoner Jesus Show live. More funny stuff, comedy, all that greatness. And St. Peter locked in his little box coming up.